The power of workers is in the workplace.
Listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 29. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with the Redskins, a group of communist skinheads, a.k.a. the Redskins. Nothing to do with the football team, folks. The song they played was Turnin' Loose. That was off of Neither Washington Nor Moscow, the band's sole album, released in 1986. The band was pitched to me as a kind of a sister to the early Dexys Midnight Runner album, In Search for the Young Soul Rebels, and it does certainly have some of that soul feel, the big horns and things of that sort. But of course, it's not nearly as good, because I don't know any album that could be that good. I've got a hodgepodge of rock for you this week. I've got 8 tracks all over the place, so you're going to have to bear with me. And I'd like to remind you the rules of the Too Much Rock podcast, because I love rules. The Too Much Rock podcast is based entirely on the music I received that week. So whatever I buy or whatever is sent to me is what I play. So if it's great, fantastic. If it's not so good, you're going to have to suffer through it with me. Though I usually do pretty good. I try to avoid the bad stuff, and thus you get to avoid it as well. I'm going to continue things this week with a song by the Figurines. I'm going to play the song Continuous Songs off the band's album Skeleton, which came out in March of this year. The band is from Denmark, though you'd swear they were from the American Northwest, a very big Modest Mouse sort of feel to it. But that's okay, because they do it very well. Let's go ahead and do things here with Continuous Songs.
Spend 8 hours in Continuous Songs. I drank a lot that night, but I swear you were wrong. A glass of water and I made up my mind, but fell asleep with the sunlight straight in my eyes. I worked a lot. I worked a lot. We'll be right back.
girls on parade. We don't stop, they don't stop. Girls on
was Tully Craft with the song Cowgirls on Parade. Happy fun stuff there. That's from the album Beats Surf Fun, released in 2002 on Magic Marker. Those who are frequent listeners to the podcast know that I adore Tully Craft, and I found that album used for $4.99, so I was very happy to pick that up. Before that, I played something from Tapes and Tapes. That is the song Cowbell from the album The Loon, their only album. Though I think they might have had a demo before that. I don't know. It's a self-released Minneapolis band, though I'm sure that they've signed to somebody by now because the buzz on Tapes and Tapes is just giant. And they're touring with someone big soon, and I forget who, though that isn't very helpful, is it? I started things off with Figurines from Denmark and the song Continuous Songs. So a lovely little set of indie pop there. Now we're going to change gears entirely. I've got something from Aloha for you. They were in town just about a week ago, and I missed them intentionally. I just didn't feel like going out that night, and a sold-out show, and Appleseed Cash was headlining, and I just thought, wow, it's going to be too packed. And anyway, I was old, I think is the real answer. Aloha is a band that I have adored since before their first album. This album is a bit of a shift. There's no big vibraphone all through it. However, it is a good album. Lots of atmosphere and lots of interesting flourishes, and of course just as jazzy as ever. So I'm going to start things off in this set with Aloha. This is the song Weekend.
Where I go. Yeah.
test to prove your prowess. Who was mine in 99? I want last names and current status.
Either post to go for some.
promised you an odd podcast, didn't I? Ending things off there was The Wilderness with the song Emergency. That's from their new album, Vessel States. Came out in April on Jaguar Records, a Baltimore band there that is definitely channeling Public Image Limited. And I played a song from their last album as well, which also channeled Public Image Limited. And it's getting a bit annoying, actually. I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed PAL, but I find I don't put my PIL records in like I used to, and I don't really need to put my Wilderness ones in to make up for it. Before that was Boston's The Dresden Dolls with the song Dirty Business off their album Yes Virginia that came out on Roadrunner Records also in April. The band is very much a cabaret sort of Kurt Vile sort of sound there, and it's quite popular here, despite the fact that they're very bizarre and break all the trends and rules, and they don't really fit into any scene whatsoever. But the album is good. It's not nearly as immediate as the last one. It's not so obvious, but there are some nice moments in there, and there are some local shout-outs as well, even to the local noise board, which is kind of the online chat forum and of local hipsters, and so I'm sure they enjoy that. And we started the set off with Aloha, with the song Weekend off the album Some Echoes, came out on Polyvinyl in April as well. Cleveland band there that I really enjoy, and definitely on the jazz front, and which is how we're going to end things off this week as well. We're going to end things with Jeff Farina. He's got a new solo EP called Already Told You, and we're going to play the title cut from that 4-song EP. Of course, it's out on Southern Records and came out April 18th. And Jeff from Boston as well, was featured in such bands as Karate and Secret Stars and things. And this album is kind of wimpy. The Karate always had more guts than his solo stuff, but his first solo record just blew my mind. Things keep getting more and more jazzy and less indie, and I don't know. You know, it's still a good listen, but it doesn't excite me the way that his first album did, or even the last Karate record did. So let's wrap things up there. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 29. I am your host, Sid Souter. It is Too Much Rock online. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com for more information about the podcast or everything else that is Too Much Rock, I guess. Thank you very much for listening. And as I said, wrapping things up with Jeff Farina.
Suffice, no, 5 New Yorkers a weight among bills, as neglected blank checks, basking dust on my sill, in those antimazepam, atenolol, and other stray pills. Well, I can't conjure your face in this New England chill, in this New England.